This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Stars.
I'm here with Emma Osborne from Southampton University. Emma, do you want to tell us what your field of study is, please?
Sure. So I'm a PhD student and I'm researching how neutron stars can make gravitational waves by growing mountains.
Mountains.
Well, mountains is a little bit misleading because neutron stars are so compact. Then they have these incredibly strong gravitational fields. It makes them the most spherical objects in the universe. So for them to make gravitational waves, they need to deform somehow. And they can do that by growing a mountain. But these mountains are at most about 2 or 3 millimeters tall.
That's not much of a mountain. So much as a molehill, I would have said. If even. But how do they form the mountains?
Okay, so one idea is that the neutron star has to be accreting, so it will have a companion star that's a main sequence star just like our sun, and the gravitational field of the neutron star draws matter onto its surface from this neighbouring star. And essentially what you need is some hotspots to develop, and then these nuclear reactions that change the density in different parts of the star actually start happening closer to the surface of the star. My job is to see how big a hotspot we can get, because that determines how big a mountain can grow.
Okay, and then the mountain causes enough of a gravitational deformity, I guess, to make a gravitational wave? Is that what happens?
Yes, so to make gravitational waves, you need mass, movement, and a funny shape. And the mountain creates that funny shape. So as the star spins, this mountain hooks onto space-time and stirs it up as it rotates, and that produces gravitational waves.
Cool. So do you do observations, or is it mostly just kind of simulations and theoretical work that you do?
It's completely theoretical. So
awesome.
Yep. So I use a mixture of pen and paper mathematics, and then when the equations get too hard to solve by hand, I then put them into the computer and do simulations.
Cool. And how far into your PhD are you?
I'm just about to start my third year, so I'm a little over halfway.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because when I was starting my third year, people were like, oh, so you're nearly finished, and I was like, no, because I'm near the end of my fourth year and just about to submit, so you got plenty of time.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, the best of luck with it anyway, and yeah, nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. Thank you.
Thank you.